This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Chuck, we got postseason baseball this weekend. Bomb Walker. I know that's it's pretty customary nowadays, but it wasn't always this way.
Nothing like it, man. It's great. I know people are excited. Hey, if you got callers, go to them. They're better than me. But I know people are excited about this, and I am too.
I know Sterling's excited. He's up first. Sterling, what's going on this morning?
Man, I'm excited. It's Christmas Day. Every time I start an opening region and on the pitching off and this pitching staff, I'm not worried. You know, when you make a plan for your day, and I heard you talk about a pitcher talking about what if Manish struggles, and then if you pitch Pagan today, then you can have him for Monday. Listen, when I get up and get ready to go to work, I plan on what recently what might happen. I don't plan on my transmission going out on the way. So, I mean, recently, Manila pitched very well today. We all scored enough runs. We should get by the day. You have your big horse for the Catbirds to beat game tomorrow. And if something bad does happen, you got your big horse for the elimination game tomorrow. So, I mean, in a 14 double elimination tournament, I see nothing wrong with it. Even if you always pitch your ace on that second game because it's going to be a Catbirds beat game. You plan for your life game. So, I see no problem with this. Even if we were playing a major team, I would be okay with it. But you know, it's more important to get that. So, you started this stuff in 92, and I mean, I could only follow it in the papers. And that was a rough way to go for a kid to follow this day tournament. Because you either had to run to somebody's house. They had ESPN, they had that big old satellite dish, or you just had to wait until it got to the customer series to watch any college basketball. And then you came along in 92, I could follow it on the radio. Old boy down here in Conway used to put on 92.7. Mm-hmm. And so, for me, baseball is just like basketball and football. It's no different. It's no different for me. It's the same fandom as it is for the other two. And I've been seeing this program to where we host all the time. And I used to be able to go to all the regional games when we hosted like in 99 and all those little bleachers. When we played Southwest Missouri State and they broke my heart that day. You know, Matt Sapicki.
Yeah. He's right up there with Don Dinkinger with me.
Yes, sir. He is. And I could just drive up and get a ticket. You know, we start off with Delaware that night before. And I remember driving up, and you could see the stands filled up when you're pulling up. And it's just amazing that this program has come. And that's why Dave Van Horn. Even though I question some, I mean, I question him just like I would any other manager. But Dave Van Horn, to me, he deserves a statue just like the rest of them. Because in my mind, he did everything he could to get us in that championship. I know I'm going on, and I'm going to get off here. Eddie, I'm waiting for you to push me over the edge.
They're calling him out.
I'm waiting on you.
Eddie's
come
been
on,
since
come
late
on, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie's been up at early and at him this morning. Well, that's a memory or two right there, Chuck, that you could probably just speak better than I could. Some of this bringing up. You think about how college baseball has changed. And I know today's not technically on an actual cable channel, but just how things have changed in 20-plus years, pretty remarkable.
Well, now when Phil screws up a call, everybody can watch it and realize that, you know, he didn't know what he was talking about. I used to think about that, you know, when nobody could see the game, if you said foul ball off to the left side and it was really off to the right, well, nobody knew any different. If you got a little behind on a play, you'd catch up. Nobody knew any different. Now it's now the pressure's on, man. I mean, everything's visual. I'm joking, but everything is different now, and it's hey, it's a lot more fun. I can remember the first time LSU came to George Cofield, and we might add 1,000 people the whole weekend. It was just pathetic. And you look at the way it is now, it's hard to imagine.
I was texting my LSU friend yesterday, and I feel pretty confident them coming out of Chapel Hill. He's a little worried about their pitching, which I know Clay was kind of talking about yesterday. But I think there's a lot of not only SEC teams that are hosting, like Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, A&M, and Georgia, but I feel pretty strongly about LSU and Mississippi State maybe coming out of their regionals too.
Well, you know, I don't wish them any ill will, but I'm not going to be paying attention to them this weekend. I mean, I care about our regional. And, you know, I hope LSU does well, and I got nothing against Mississippi State unless they're coming here. But, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Arkansas has got to find a way to win this ball game. And, you know, if they do that, they're in a good position tomorrow night.
You know, I listened to Dave yesterday. He talked, and the players talked for about 20-something minutes, and he kind of gave just an overarching view of this regional.
Excited to be hosting regional. Very good field. Teams that are very offensive, beat you in many different ways. So it should be real exciting. Coming weekend, and then we're going to battle a little weather tomorrow. In the same breath, but so it never gets old. It never gets old being in a region because you always have a chance. So looking forward to seeing our guys play and compete, and I'm sure the fans will show up in big numbers, and hopefully they'll enjoy it.
He kind of he talked about a few other things. Obviously, the pitching. We mentioned Tiger Sanogo this weekend. Neither same as Cooper Dossett. Not just this weekend, but the rest of postseason. But one of the things you brought up, Chuck, a week or so ago, I guess it was after Hooper, was the inflection level. Like Phil talked about on the broadcast, how Dave was out with the team abnormally long, and you could tell. The intensity level kind of rose during the press conference a little bit. He was probably hacked off the way his team finished and played. It sure sounds like, based on what he said yesterday, they've had a good couple practices since they came back.
Well, you know, sometimes you do need, as we talked about at the end of the regular season, you need a day or two to, you know, just kind of, you know, recollect yourself, you know, collect your thoughts and, you know, prepare yourself mentally for what's ahead. And I think they know what's ahead of them, and I think Dave's message was, you know, very clear that it's about to get real. I mean, you know, whatever we've done so far has been great, but what matters most is what's ahead of us. And so there is a sense of urgency now. I mean, look, your season can end in one day. And, you know, Sterling brought up that 99 regional. I mean, it ended in one day, and it was over. And it can happen really fast. Ask that softball team. It can happen in a hurry, you know. So you better be ready, and I think they will be. And it sounds like the last couple of days have gone well. I'm glad he's pitching Molina. I'm just going to be honest. I'm glad he's pitching Molina in this ball game because I think you need somebody out there who's been there before.
Yeah, he was asked about, you know, the switch being flipped for postseason, and I don't know how much of it was coach speak and how much you can really gauge, but when you know your team, you know your team, and he noted a difference in what he has seen the last few days. So I you know, at least he wanted to lead us to believe he liked their mindset. He liked kind of where they were at. He said they were loose in practice. They've had three good workouts since they got back, and he was asked a lot yesterday about playing at home and the advantages here, but I think there is a difference in mindset you must carry once you cross that true postseason threshold into regional play.
Well, but I also think you have to keep sight of the fact that your objective is what it always is, and that's to win the next game, period, end of story. This weekend, I've always felt this way. This weekend scares me more than any other because with the exception of Omaha, it's the only time, it's the only weekend that you play in this format. And even in Omaha, when you get to the championship series, it goes back to a series. Mm-hmm. You've played series every weekend. Your goal every weekend has been to win two of the three ball games. You know, at the very least, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to win the series. For the next 2 days, 3 days, the format's totally different. And that's why I say it happens really fast. I mean, it can be over just like that if you're not ready on that day. You have a bad day, your season's over. In a series, you have a bad day, you come back and you play tomorrow, unless it's obviously the deciding game. So that's what's always, just as someone who's been around it a lot, always made me view this weekend as a wild card weekend where anything can happen. I guarantee you this. There's going to be one or two of these top eight national seeds that are going to find themselves in a dogfight this weekend. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, there's going to be at least one, maybe two or three, that find themselves in dogfights this weekend. And you've just got to find a way to get out of this weekend. And then some normalcy to your routine comes back. You may have debates on who starts game one or game two, but you're not talking about it from the perspective of you got to stay in the winner's bracket. It's a whole different situation. So I think they're ready for it. These guys have been through it. It's not like it's going to be anything new.
Well, and historically speaking, not all eight of the top seeds survive this weekend. You just don't want to be that one or two
right.
teams.
Somebody's going to have to fight for their lives.
Right. Well, and the reality is history says one or two of the top eight won't make it. Won't be around
they
next
might
weekend.
Not. They
you
might
know?
Not.
So
right.
You can't slip on that banana peel.
Yeah, like last year. And, you know, Dave kind of spoke to, we played it at the top of our open, the idea that last year maybe helps out a little this year. I know you've got new players and stuff, but he said it can't hurt. Because, I mean, Hagan Smith doesn't want to go out the way he did last year. I think he's talked about that. The guys that were on this team last season that lost at home in Bomb Walker Stadium in the regional to TCU, they don't want it to end like that. So I think that last year, while we don't want to necessarily relive it again, I think it's going to have more of a positive effect than maybe a negative effect on this year's team.
I think those are things you think about before and after the game. I don't believe in the game. For example, is you know if Arkansas is behind 1-0 and Hagan Smith's going out there in the fourth inning, I don't think he's thinking in his mind, man, I don't want it to end like this. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want it to end just like it did the year before. You're so engrossed in what's going on out there. But I do think it's something that you think about when you reflect. I've never been a player preparing to play in a regional, so I don't know exactly what that's like. I don't know if it's something you think about beforehand or not. I would imagine it is. But I think once that game starts, you got to do whatever you got to do to win that game.
You know, you mentioned players. So we heard from Hagan Smith, Peyton Stovall, and Kendall Diggs yesterday. I knew Hagan and Peyton were going to be up there. I still think that, again, Dave's trying to get Kendall going by either putting him in the leadoff spot, bringing him up to the podium. He knows he's going to need Kendall this postseason. In regards to kind of the player perspective, like you're getting at, this is what Peyton said on just kind of their days off and them kind of getting back into a rhythm.
I know having those like 2 days off after the tournament, so actually telling some of the guys in the locker room today, it feels like it's been like 3 months since we played just because – you know, you play so many games in baseball in a season and stuff, but it was nice to be able to kind of get those days off. And we spent a lot of quality time as like teammates just off the field, and which is huge. And, you know, just trying to get to know each other even better than we already do. But I think we're all excited to play. And, you know, if you have a long break like that, you want to get back out there. So we're looking forward to tomorrow.
So that's his vantage point. I wonder from Molina's perspective, who hasn't started, I guess, since May the 12th against Mississippi State, how itching he is to get back and start. It's one thing to come out of the relief and out of the bullpen, which he's had two really, really good outings lately. But I wonder, because it seemed like Hagan was a little too amped up in Hoover. I wonder if that's going to play a factor with with Mason Molina later on today.
Well, and you're at home, maybe a little more comfortable, but you know, Chuck, you've spoke to the pressure of these of playing at home and, you know, getting tickets for family and, you know, dealing with all the things that, that come with a ticket that's in such high demand as the postseason ticket can be. And, Dave spoke yesterday to you just don't want to let anybody down. And I think we overlook something that, that seems so simple or obvious or that I think a lot of people think about in many walks of life. You just don't want to let the fans down, your teammates down, your family down, yourself down. And, I think the pressure last week probably helps curb a little bit of that.
Well, I think we forget sometimes these are young people. And young people have a tendency to want to please older people. That's just kind of human nature. Mm-hmm. And all our players, men's, women's, pick your sport, they want to please people. They want to please those fans. They want to please you. If you're listening to this show right now, they want to please you. And whether you believe it or not, it hurts them when they don't. And I don't think people should lose sight of that.
Yeah. Any procrastinators on here? You a procrastinator?
Oh no, we're obviously a group of go-getters.
Yeah. Well, today is your last day to sign up and get your homestead tax credit. So if you've waited till the last minute, today is it. In Sebastian County, call Zach Johnson, the county assessor at 784-1516. That's 479-784-1516. You got to do it by the end of business today to get that $425 discount on your 2023 property taxes. It applies to your home and up to 1 acre of land. And today is the final day here on May 31st. You can go to Sebastian County AR.gov or again call 479-784-1516 for all you procrastinators or as I've been called before, a procrastinator. So sometimes we wait too long to get things done.
Well,
so,
yeah, that'll happen.
Well, hey, if you have waited to the last minute to get your Omaha stuff or anything to wear to the game today, we are in the right spot for
you. I like that hoodie behind Ty there.
Yeah. We're like in a cocoon of gear.
Buy that for me, Ty. Buy that for me.
I got you, man. I'll expense it large.
Schmedium. Get him a schmedium. Hey, Robert Mann, his whole family's here with us this morning. We got people coming in the store getting ready. Robert, we were talking before the show. I didn't mention it early on. It used to be news when people camped out. Mm-hmm. You know, the news would come out. Now it's so old hat, but these things are a big deal. And I know, people are already coming in to get ready for the games this weekend.
You're right. I mean, used to be when I'd drive by and see them camping out, I'd go, hey, this is news. It's not anymore. Everybody knows. Everybody camps out.
It'd be news
now.
If they weren't.
Yeah, if they weren't camped out, we'd be talking about that. But yeah, it's an exciting time in Fayetteville.
You think about the last 6 of 7 years they have hosted. I think it's 5 of 6 they've been a national seed. And Dave, Tommy was kind of alluded to it earlier. What changes have you seen? I mean, Norman had a lot of success there. We know that. Dave had success here initially. Second year goes to Omaha. But these last specific 7 years, what kind of change have you seen with this baseball program?
It's a little more intense. Fan base has grown. I mean, it's like how many years now we had sellouts in baseball? I mean, It's I'm carrying more baseball merchandise than I've ever carried because the fans are demanding it. I mean, it's weird because baseball fans want it to say baseball. Razorback fans, you know, they want to wear a shirt to a basketball game or a football game, and they don't want to be necessarily sports specific.
Yeah.
But baseball fans are different. They want it to say baseball. They want Ribby.
They want Ribby on the
front. Yeah, they want Ribby. They want the A. It's a different bunch of people.
I'm a sweater hog guy. That's mine. If I had to pick a logo.
That's the hog leaning on the A.
Yeah.
So you got this specific Hagen Smith shirt. You had a Hawaiian-looking T-shirt that
has over there beside the Hagen shirt.
Okay, I can't see it, but it's behind there.
It's got a Loy and Sousa, and it says Hawaiian Hogs or something like that.
And then you got a Kendall Diggs shirt, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. So. Got two Hagen shirts.
Got Hog Tunes. I mean, you're loaded up, man.
Right? Yeah, the Hog Tunes just came in. That's new for us. We were out of space, and the gentleman that owns that and I have been talking for quite some time, just needing space to put it. And we've had that 75% off rack back there trying to get rid of some stuff, and it made room for me to bring in at least 3 Hog Tune shirts.
75% off, that's a lot of
Yeah, we ain't making no money on that rack. That's please take this.
That's where me and Ty always goes. Me and Chuck walk into the store, where's the clearance rack?
Oh, Elizabeth, she walks into the store, where's the clearance rack? That's her.
Well, I always get, Robert, you gave me that – that one Hawaiian baseball shirt a year ago.
Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, the Tommy Bahama. And I was getting, I know that's a really popular brand this time. You guys were trying to, what, start Hawaiian Sundays?
Yeah, there's a group of them down there at the ballpark that have been trying to pitch Hawaiian shirt Sunday for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great idea. I think it's cool. If you look out in the hog pen and see people wearing Hawaiian shirts and the leis for the Hawaiian players, it's awesome.
You know, one thing, because if you've watched the games on TV at all, or you've been to games, you know this too, the beer hats for when the bases are loaded. A lot of people probably would, you know, where do I go? I got to go to Amazon. Where do I find that? I was just looking behind the counter, behind Elizabeth. You've got a rack of them over here. So if somebody wants to have their beer hat
or the bombers,
for when the Hogs get the bases loaded, you've got those.
What's funny is, yeah, we stock those all year round now. That's something new, you know, in the past few years. And what's great is when the freshmen are coming into town and they bring their parents and they don't live here, they go, what's the deal with the beer hats? Well, a buddy of mine heard me one day explain it like three times. I had to explain it three different times to somebody. He made up these cards of the story of the beer hat. So we've got a card back there we just hand out now that has the story of the
full
beer hat.
Full explanation.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Bobby Smittle and some other people giving me information on how that came about.
All right. Obviously, we're open right now this morning, kind of some special hours. Going to be open throughout the game today.
Oh, yeah.
What are the hours for this weekend if people are, you know, maybe not coming today but coming Saturday or Sunday?
Well, the latest we're going to open is 8 a.m. That'd be the latest. If I get here before 8 a.m., I'm going to open. If I'm here at 7, I'll open. And then we'll stay open until, you know, the last game starts. So,
all right. So
we'll do whatever we need to do, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And we hope the Hogs have won it on Sunday, and there's no need for a Monday game. That would mean things went really well if it plays out like we won.
Or we got rain.
Now that's possible, too. So,
and if you need rain ponchos, we got those, too.
All right. Well, hopefully the forecast, it looks like it has improved a little bit today. But if you need anything Razorback related, Omaha related, a hat, sunglasses, forget something at home.
I got tons of sunglasses.
You've got it all here. And don't forget Uncle Clarence in the back. He's 75% off.
So oh, yeah, the Clarence rack.
The Clarence rack.
Yeah.
So, Clarence rack. All right, Stadium Shop, shop on Razorback.com. What's that? Your ponchos? Yeah, Elizabeth.
One more thing.
Boss is saying,
we're going to be parking cars, too, don't forget. So if you see me out in the parking lot and I stop you and I ask you, are you shopping or parking, just know we're trying to keep those people separated so they don't run into anybody.
So, or just say you're shopping and leave your car for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, right? There's a tow company. They love the business.
Yeah. All right. So Stadium Shop, shop on Razorback.com. If you're not going to make it up, you can buy things online and get them sent right to your front door. So, all right, we'll visit later on in the show. Thanks for having us out this morning.
Well, thanks for being here.
All right, Robert Mann, he's done it a long time, him and his family here. Chuck, you've been in here. Anything you could ever imagine with a Razorback owner, they got here at the Stadium Shop.
Oh, I know they do. They got good stuff in there. I'll tell you what they got. I got a big melon. I got a big head.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more info.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Scott, welcome into the program. We're about 200 yards from Bob Walker Stadium right now, and he announces, I was just talking about Dave announcing this starting pitching rotation, at least for Friday, Mason Molina. Mason's had two really good bullpen performances, retired 15 to 16 guys. What are you expecting about from the lefty from Texas Tech today?
I expect Mason to come in with the same attitude that he had coming in out of the bullpen. I think if he takes that attitude, takes it to the mound, I think he'll be successful. You know, he comes in and goes right at him. He doesn't try to see how long he can go. He wants to come in and throw every inning like it's his last. I think it'll be fantastic.
What is the transition like going from a guy that's maybe sent to the bullpen or trying to get his rhythm back to a starter? How much a change of that can you explain to us as a former pitcher?
You know, it's probably just kind of a reset. More anything else, a mental reset. He didn't lose his talent. He didn't lose his arm. He didn't lose his pitching savvy. I mean, he's a crafty left-hander, you know, and he's got some pop. I think more than anything else, it was a mental reset, because as a starter, you're expected to do this. I mean, as a reliever, you know, he had to change his whole mindset. He was expected to come right out of the bullpen and get after it. Well, that's the same expectation you should have as a starter. You know, get after it the second you hit the field. I think he kind of lost that. He lost his confidence a little bit. And so he got his confidence back, is what it looks like. He got his swagger back, Ty.
There you go. Scott Tabor with us here on the Morning Rush on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. With Hagen Smith going in game two, as it appears, as the batting lineup, you know, do you feel a little more pressure? Do you have conversations that, hey, we need to get our guys back, we need to stake him to a lead? Do you change anything about that today? Because that's one thing this team really needs to do, is support the pitcher with some runs early in this ball game.
You know, as a team, you don't really change anything. The coaches may change the lineup a little bit. They may change a few workouts a little bit going leading up into it. They get to see guys taking batting practice every day that we don't get to see, you know, and you hear all the time, well, I put so-and-so in there because, I mean, he had a great week of batting practice. I mean, they get to see how a guy's hitting the ball on a regular basis. So they'll build their lineup around who they're starting, who the other team is starting, you know, righty or lefty, and they want more lefties heavy, who they're going to bring in first, you know, as a pinch hitter, and in what situations. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't get to see. You know, as a hitter and as a team, they want to jump on them early, but Arkansas is just not a jump on them early team. And I think that's one of the reasons Dave has always tried to get deep into the counts with hitters. And he kind of hamstrings some hitters. It takes a lot of first pitch strikes, and you can almost see him shaking their head. Kendall Biggs, I can never forget watching him. I'm talking one right down the gut, and he took it, and everybody says, why did he take it? Well, he had the take sign on. you know, because that's Dave's MO. He wants to get the starter out, and that's by getting deep in the pitch in his pitch count. So that's just the way he works. Now, he may turn it off. You know, the other team, they go, hey, all you got to do is gut it. He's going to take one or two strikes. He may turn that off this weekend. You know, this is the second season. I mean, it's let's go get him, hit him, go get him, and cover the outfield like the morning dew. That's what Norm used to say. And so I'd like to see that. I'd like to see us come out aggressive, and I mean, put up a ton of runs and 10-run rule if they have that in the regional.
Scott, you mentioned Kendall there, and I listened to Dave. He talked about sometimes he is taking too much. So I guess it's not a call. Kendall just is not swinging the bat like he wants him to. He's talking up there yesterday. I think it sends a message to not just the fan base, but to Kendall. It's like, we have confidence in you. We want you up on the podium. We want you representing us. How do you get one of Arkansas's better hitters out of this funk, Scott?
Well, he's a past better hitter. Right now, he's not one of our better hitters. He's just not seeing it. He's not, and it could be a vision thing. You don't know, and he doesn't know. That could be something for FTCs to check out. But then again, you look at the kid from TCU last year, and I don't know his name, so I don't really care. He's from TCU. But he came in and, what, he was 8-for-11 or something in the series against us or in the Super Regional and just tore everybody up. The guy couldn't miss. And sometimes a hitter will hit a streak like that. You'd love to see that to happen to Kendall Biggs, because he's a great kid, and this has got to be tearing him up more than anybody else. You know, you'd love to see him come out of his struggles, and they keep giving him every opportunity to do that. Again, they get to watch batting practice all week, and they may work on one little thing here, one little thing there, or where's your front foot, or where's your front hip, something small, and it may click, and I hope it does this weekend.
What would be your best guess on how Dave's approached the defense this week? They've been very consistent, very, at or near the top of the SEC all season long. And then in Hoover and really down the stretch at A&M had unforeseen errors, had five inflicted wounds last week at the SEC tournament. How do you think Dave's approached cleaning that up this week and playing cleaner baseball?
The only approach to playing cleaner baseball is just take more reps. You know, there's going to be errors. You're going to make errors. Nobody has a perfect season fielding in baseball. But the one thing that we hang our hat on is pitching and defense. And the defense was shady. I watched some of the plays up the hole. What happened? You know, and sometimes it's a mental thing. You're sitting out in the infield and things just aren't happening. You know, there's not a lot of ground balls. There's a lot of strikeouts. And all of a sudden, there's a rocket hit at them. And they don't make the play. Sometimes it's a tricky hop. Sometimes it's a lot of spin. You know, the play with the Tiger, I think we talked about it before. That's a trickier play than it looks like. You know, sometimes you get to hurry. I used to always tell my son, I said, be quick, but don't be in a hurry. And sometimes you get in a hurry and you start picking your head up to look where you're going to throw it rather than fielding the ball and getting things done. You know, I think it's just a focus thing. And hopefully he'll be refocused. This is the second season. This is what you play all season to get seated at the top, because you want to have the easiest path there according to your seed. And so that part of the season's gone. You know, this is the second season, and this is where it all starts, and hopefully they're as excited as we are.
So you bring up Brady there. Brady not on the roster for this weekend. Cooper Dossett is done, sounds like, for postseason. Scott, what kind of impact does that have, not just on this weekend, but if they are able to advance and move into other weekends?
Well, I mean, Tiger's a big part of this team. You know, he's a huge part of this team. He has been for since the day he stepped on campus. He's just got to be, he's got to be the guy that we expect him to be. But did you say they left him off the roster?
Yeah, he's not going to be a part of this roster this weekend.
It's a shoulder issue.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say that. And I'm sorry, I've been hugely busy. But I didn't hear that. I didn't know that. So it's a little injury, you know. But you've got guys to step in. And I'm a huge Cooper Dossett fan. I watched him go earlier in the year, and he's got tremendous, tremendous stuff. He's still honing that skill and that mental ability to throw the ball where he wants to, get the number of reps where he can just paint the outside corner, because he's got some dynamic stuff. He's got a fantastic cutter. Dossett's on. There's no drop off there. None whatsoever. He doesn't have the big breaker that Tiger has, but who does? You know, you don't have to have that big breaking ball to be a great pitcher. And Dawson's got some good stuff, and he's shown some great innings. So you know, it's that's part of having a deep staff and part of having a deep team. We talked about it at the beginning of the season, you know, just the number of weapons and the number of toys that, that Van Horn has a has in his arsenal and has to pick from. So I think things will be okay.
Yeah, and you, I mean, obviously you're planning for the future with Dossett and with Tigert. He's going to be out of eligibility after this year, so it, you'd like to see them be a part of it. And just doesn't appear like Dossett for sure, we know, but doesn't appear like Brady Tigert is very hopeful for the rest of the year. All right, have you looked at all at La Tech or Kansas State or even today's opponent in SEMO? What do you see out of the other three teams in this region?
Well, if we were playing SEMO in the middle in a midweek game, we would pretty much count that as a win, and we're looking to run rule. Once you get past their starter, and I guarantee you they're going to try to get, do everything they can to get their starter out of there and start pounding on the midweek guy, on the number two guy. I think our number two guy is better than their number two guy. I think their number three guys, I mean, our three guys better than their three guy. So, you know, you kind of look at it one game at a time, and then and you know, La Tech and Kansas State, they're going to be throwing their number one guys.
Yep.
You think, and they should be. And I, realistically, you know, earlier in the season, I mean, earlier in the week, I was. I always say get in and throw your best against their best, and see what happens, and throw number twos against number twos. But Molina has the stuff to be a number one guy. He was the number one guy last year at Texas Tech. So it's not like we have only one stud. We've got a lot of studs. I think it's a good choice having Molina go in. You know, and like I said, if he comes in with that mindset, we could have a pretty smooth sailing going through. We have enough guns, enough bullets in the gun to get through it.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we hope we're talking this time next week. Means we're getting ready for a super regional in Fayetteville, and we'll catch up with you
Fantastic. Hopefully
next week.
Tell Robert Mann I said hello. He and I grew up in the same area, the same neck of the woods.
Well,
lived
he
on
was,
Man Road.
Robert was just, he was asking me a minute ago, but, hey, ask him if he went to Cloverdale Junior High.
Yes, I did. And
you
McClellan
did.
High School.
All right. Yep. All right, Scott, enjoy the weekend. Maybe we'll see you at the ballpark.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, Scott Tabor, former classmate of Robert Mann's, with us here on the Morning Rush. It's brought to you by Alumni Hall. Find them online at alumnihall.com. Chuck, I mean, this is... you know, you hate to have pitchers like Dossett and Tigert not available, but, you know, Scott speaks to the depth of the bullpen. It's been pretty consistent out of that pen all year long, and, you know, I think Dave's very comfortable leaning on those guys.
Well, he has no choice. And, you know, we can lament Tigert being out, Dossett and all that, but the bottom line is, from this point forward, the most important thing, the first thing you've got to be is available. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be available. And if you're not available, then you go on with the other guys. And I hope Tiger can pitch before the year's over. But if he can't, it's next guy up. And you just hope the next guy up's, you know, good or as good or better than the guy he's replacing. So I just think you got to go on with what you've got. And it's a shame, but that's how it's played out.
If you missed what Dave had to say about Brady Tigert, here's his response to the injury question.
Tigert, one really good inning, struggles, probably won't be on the 27 because he doesn't feel very good. So we'll leave it at that. And even if he was, it'd be one inning. So we got guys that could throw one inning and do a great job. Just want healthy people out there. It's more like a shoulder. They're going to have to do some testing. You know, a little, I don't know the exact word. It's not a ligament. Shoulder's not a problem. It's something that needs a little time. I want guys, when they get on the mound, they feel good about how they feel. And they go pitch and not have something going on. The middle part of this game won't let you perform if you're thinking like that. Man, if you got something going on, which he does.
So hopefully next weekend, if they get out of this regional, he's a possibility. But, Chuck, I would wholeheartedly agree. It's about the guys that you have to utilize this weekend, like Hagan Smith, like Mason Molina, like Fouch, and some of these others. That is still the number one ERA in all of college baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you pitch the guys you have. I mean, look, I like Brady Tigert. And when Brady Tigert's on, he can be almost unhittable at times. But if he's not available or if he's not pitching well, if he doesn't feel like he can pitch well, then you can't pitch him, period. And you just got to go to the next guy, regardless of who it is. Fortunately for Arkansas, their next guys – tend to be better than most other teams' next guys. And Tabor kind of alluded to this a few moments ago. Arkansas's number two ought to be better than their number two. And Arkansas's number three ought to be better than their number three. So we've heard about the depth. And again, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. The format this weekend is so different that if your depth is going to be tested, this might be the weekend where it is. You can start a different guy. I mean, look, let's be honest. Tiger was giving him, even when he was rolling, about five innings. And right now, as Dave said, he's only going to be good for about one or two. They got lots of guys that are good enough for one or two. So, again, you just go on. And be nice if he was available, but he's not. So Molina's pitching tonight. And as far as I'm concerned, tonight's game is the most important game of the season. Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
And we welcome you back live from the Stadium Shop for your Hog Update. I know a lot of you are happy to be back at Baumwalker Stadium, as is Dave Van Horn.
It's good to be here, especially when you're coming off like a 9-10-day road trip. We didn't have to load back up after getting a few days off and head out again. Just get to continue our routine, and rest is good at this time of the year. For any Division I team, it's tough trying to get through and maneuver through the league. And you get through the SEC, it'll beat you down a little bit. And so rest was really good for us.
Later on at 2 o'clock today, your Arkansas Razorbacks will take on the SEMO Redhawks. Tommy, you were looking, it looks like, at least according to the weather app, the rain ends before, what'd you say, 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, if these things are right, I mean, it's changed a bunch in the last 24 hours, but overall, a little over half an inch of rain forecasted for today in Fayetteville. Most of it to occur just after the show at 9 o'clock, between 9 and 11. And right now, showing no rain after noon, if this app is right. So, I mean, yesterday it was over 2 inches of rain forecasted for Fayetteville. So, been quite a shift, I'd say, in the forecast, Chuck.
Well, yeah, you're just playing at 2 o'clock, and you got to prepare for that and plan accordingly. Bring a jacket. Get you one of those ponchos there at Robert's store and go in there and get ready.
And keep on a truck. And we'll keep you updated right here on halftime and across ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com if there are changes later on today. Got some good news. Arkansas is going to be playing at 3:15. I know people are wondering, will your season opener be at 11 o'clock against UAB? And I say season opener. Your season opener at Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium, third game of the season. Guys, it is a 3:15 start on the SEC Network. I was mistaken. My dad was texting me last week. I'm an idiot. I said Fox about a bajillion times yesterday. The Oklahoma State game is 11 o'clock on ABC. And then the Thursday night game we've known for a while now, that's the UAPB game, the opener in Little Rock, 6:30 on ESPNU. So after I thought about it, you got a night game on Thursday, which no one really cares about because you're going to blow out UAB and you get to watch real college football starting Saturday. Your road opponent, while they're going to be good, is 11 a.m. You'd much rather play an opponent at 11 a.m. on the road. Your first game of the season in Donald W. is not 11. So I'm not going to lie, guys. I kind of like this opening three-game slot. I don't know how the rest of the nine games are going to look, but I kind of like these three first games after kind of rethinking it.
Well, you can't do anything about it. So, I mean, and everyone's got to, you know, it's just how it works now. You're going to play night games. You're going to play games that start before noon. You're going to play games in the middle of the afternoon. Nobody's going to care how hot it is. That's just how it works. And so I can live with whatever they do. I'll be there either way.
That's what I probably guessed. On Arkansas basketball, reportedly going to be playing in Madison Square Garden this upcoming December, according to John Rothstein, in the 2024 Jimmy V Classic, facing off against Michigan, and then Tennessee's going to play Miami. That's not official just yet, but John Rothstein did have that information yesterday. And funny enough, last time you were in Madison Square Garden, one of the opponents you played was Michigan, also UConn back in 1997. All right, last thing here in your Hog update. The Dallas Mavericks, Big C, congratulations. Won last night pretty handily. I mean, they won 124-103. Daniel Gafford, another solid game, 11 points, 9 rebounds, and a block. He was 100% from the for his attempts on field goal and 5-for-6 to the line. But the story last night was Luka Doncic.
I knew it was going to be a long night for whoever was in front of him, you know, at the end of the day. I just, you know, set a screen, got him downhill. I thought I set a good enough screen, you know, then I turn around, he's shooting from half court and making it. So I was just like, you know, at this point, I don't even need to set a screen for you, brother. You know, so I mean, he had it going early, and we just had to, I would say, just piggyback off of the energy he started with. You know, he set the tone, and we just had to really just kind of like follow suit.
Guys, Luka scored 20 points in the first quarter. Again, Daniel had a good game last night, but you heard Daniel there talking about his teammate. He was pretty remarkable last night.
Yep.
Oh, Luka's just unbelievable. I mean, he's just unbelievable. The Mavericks are on a run right now. I think they're going to beat Boston.
He may be the best player in the world right now.
Yep, it's going to be a fun series. Gets going Thursday night of next week, and can't wait to see Daniel Gafford, an Arkansas Razorback, featured in the NBA Finals. All right, that is your Hog update this morning, brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
So we are live this morning at the Stadium Shop on Razorback. Come by and see us if you need any Hog air for this weekend or any other weekend in general. And if you need fencing, whether it's small residential repair or commercial, Sean, the fence man, is your guy. We welcome him into the program this morning. Sean, it's been a little wet around here, and you know what they say about wet dirt. What's your phrase again?
Easy to dig,
man. Yeah. All right, well, hopefully we'll have some easy games to pick as we get into another Fence Man Friday.
Fence Man Friday picks. Call the Fence Man for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right, starting today, we got several SEC teams, 11 over the course of the weekend, that will be participating, a record for the Southeastern Conference. We'll go to Kentucky first for the Lexington Regional. They host Western Michigan. Tommy, do they get it done today, and do they get out of their regional?
Well, which one do I need to answer for our picks?
Just answer both.
What's the question? Do they win the regional?
Do they win the regional?
Is that the question?
Yeah, Kentucky wins the regional.
Do they win the regional?
Yes, I also think Kentucky's going to come out. I think it's going to be a pretty good bashing there at Lexington this weekend, Chuck.
Kentucky wins that regional very easily.
I don't think it's going to be easy, though. The Sycamores of Indiana State are a good ball club. Very high RPI, so, you know, Indiana State, I think, is going to make it pretty tough.
Larry
Bird
right.
Play baseball.
You may be right.
Nah, they don't have a chance. What do you think, Sean?
I'm with you guys. I got it all the way.
All right, LSU's in Chapel Hill this weekend. North Carolina got beat by Arkansas 2 years ago in that Super Regional. That is the, of any regional SEC team that's not playing at home, that's the one I have circled. I got LSU coming out of Chapel Hill, fellas.
We'll see if the run ends here. I got North Carolina winning this. I think North Carolina wins that region.
I'm going to go with LSU to win that regional.
It's a hot team right now.
What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I'm with you guys. I'm LSU. I think they showed some stuff over the past couple of weeks, so I think they're going to go right through it.
Yep, they've been one of the hottest teams in college baseball. Vanderbilt is in Clemson, South Carolina, in Clemson's regional. They play Coastal first, which, of course, has won a national championship in the last decade. I do have Clemson winning this regional. Vandy's just not had the year that I know Tim Corbin has wanted. I have Clemson getting out of their own regional this weekend, guys.
I think Vanderbilt's kind of put it back together at the SEC tournament. I'll take the Commodores.
Yeah, I mean, we're basing our opinion strictly on Vanderbilt. We've not watched Clemson play. I don't think any of us have watched Clemson play, if we're being real honest. I'm taking the Commodores.
What are you thinking, Sean?
I'm on the boat with everybody else. I think the Commodores are going to – I don't know anything about Clemson, so go Commodores.
All right, final series or final game that we'll pick in the regional is in Fayetteville. It's the Arkansas Razorbacks again hosting Louisiana Tech, Kansas State, and SEMO, their opener at 2 o'clock today. Tommy, I think Arkansas is probably going to come out, but how does it go down? Do they win them all this weekend, or do they drop one and have to win an elimination game at some point?
I think Arkansas wins the regional three games. They go undefeated this weekend, win it Sunday night.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
So I mentioned earlier in our Hog Update, you know the three Arkansas games to start the season. 6:30 Thursday night against UAPB and Little Rock on ESPNU. 11 a.m. against Oklahoma State on ABC on Saturday, that following Saturday. And then 3:15 is your season opener at Donald W. on the SEC Network. What I found interesting, I know we always talk about this, is the end of the season game against Missouri is originally slated for Saturday, and they often move it back to Friday. Guys, the Egg Bowl is going to be on Black Friday this year at 2:30 on ABC. I wonder how that potentially affects the Arkansas game. And my thought is that you might not move back to Friday this year. We're kind of used in tradition, whether it's LSU or Missouri, to play that after Thanksgiving Friday game. I'm not so sure it's going to move this year.
Well, I'm not either. In fact, based on what I see, Ole Miss and Mississippi State will play in the very same time slot that Arkansas and LSU and then Arkansas and Missouri occupied. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be played then. Georgia and Georgia Tech are going to play the ABC night game that night. I doubt that it's going to be, frankly, a full Friday schedule like it will be the next day. The way I see it, the only way they're going to play on Friday is if it's at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, it doesn't mean they won't. I have no idea how it's going to play out. But when you look at the time slots and consider the fact that, again, the bulk of the games are still going to be played on Saturday.
Yep.
The only time slot that I see would be if you played that Friday at 11 in the morning. And I'm kind of like you. I wonder if this doesn't mean that game goes to Saturday. Yeah. But I don't know.
And I assume the Egg Bowl is still Thursday night?
No, right. That's what we were saying.
Okay.
It's Friday.
It's in the time slot. The it's in the time slot now that Arkansas was in before. So I'm not sure how they're going to work all that.
Hmm. Well,
I'm going to guess that Texas and Texas A&M are going to play Thanksgiving night because Ole Miss and Mississippi State have played on Thanksgiving night, and they're moving to Friday afternoon. So I'm going to assume that Texas and Texas A&M will play Thanksgiving night.
And that's a captive audience, I think, on Thanksgiving night. I know it's probably logistically not great for the teams, and, you know, there's been some pushback even with Nick Saban not wanting to play at Friday and a quick turnaround, but as far as audience for the networks and audience for school exposure, I think Thanksgiving night's is a great spot to be on TV.
Well, I always watched the Egg Bowl.
And
that was always one of the things that I did Thanksgiving night was watch the Egg Bowl. And I'm sure I will watch Texas and Texas A&M. When Arkansas, you know, when they were really in the heyday of that Friday game with LSU, it was the only game on. And so I can remember Petrino talking about that when he was here, that it's the only game on. Everybody's watching it. And it's not quite like that now. You've got a lot more Friday games than you did before, but you still play the bulk on Saturday. So, look, for the Arkansas-Missouri game to be attractive, both sides have got to start beating each other. And that means us. The onus is on us. We got to start beating them. Let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. If we want that game to be attractive to anybody, we got to start beating them.
Well,
and when we do, it'll be attractive again.
Because that series used to be a game of consequence, and it's no longer of consequence. That game, for one team or the other, had a bearing on the Western Division for a long time. Now you take divisions out, and some of these games at the end of the year may not be as attractive because a division title, at least, isn't on the line. But Arkansas in that final game of the year when they played LSU hadn't been of consequence, and quite frankly the Missouri series hadn't lived up to that either.
So that is the notable announced game times. Again, there's no change thus far on the Arkansas-Missouri game. Texas and Oklahoma, the Red River rivalry has been shifted from 11 a.m. to 2:30 either on ESPN or ABC. That was one of the more notable changes. We're going to find out a good more chunk of the schedule coming up, not this next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, June the 11th. They're going to do it, oddly, at like 1 p.m. right before Feinbaum to talk about it a little bit. Some of the big-time games coming up, you've got Clemson and Georgia at 11 a.m., Florida and Miami at 2:30, and then Notre Dame and Texas A&M at 6:30. That's the first weekend. And then you've got USC and LSU, which will play that Monday night. It's always intriguing.
Sunday night. Is it Sunday or Monday? Sunday in Vegas, I think.
Yeah, 9-1. No, I think it's...
Is it Monday night?
Yeah, it's because it's... Or 8-... No, you're right. You're right. Sunday night. I apologize. That's Sunday in Vegas, which apparently, Chuck, I don't know if you caught wind when we were talking about that yesterday. Did you see the report that Lincoln Riley was trying to get out of that game? That USC was trying to get out of that game? I don't know if that was an SEC-centered. I kind of thought that, it's coming out of media day, so maybe that's LSU just trying to ruffle some feathers and LSU soars. But I did find that a little interesting.
Well, I'm sure when he took the job, you know, he probably said, can we get out of that game? I don't doubt that. But now, obviously, you know, it's not like you can pull out, you know, 3 or 4 months before the game's being played. You know, that ship sailed, but it wouldn't surprise me if initially he didn't say, hey, can we get out of that game?
So you guys mentioned the Texas A&M Texas game, which has been a big part of their rivalry prior to A&M coming over to the SEC. We are seeing already with Texas and Oklahoma, which has traditionally been an 11 o'clock game, the SEC will sometimes stick with tradition like they seemingly have with Arkansas and LSU, and then there's other times they'll either change it up a little bit or they don't really care about past stuff.
Well, you've got to remember, the 11 o'clock kickoff is not a tradition of the Red River rivalry. That's a product of their partnership with Fox and their desire for that noon kickoff in the Eastern time zone. Neither Oklahoma nor Texas is ever like the 11 o'clock kickoff. But that's a product of a bad television deal. And they've got a better television deal now in the SEC, and that's why they're going to play at a better time.
But let's also be honest, when you're playing at the old Cotton Bowl, you can't really kick off at night anymore, just that part of town. I mean, it's a bad situation as far as you got the fair and everything going on there. They just don't want to play that game. I mean, start at, you know, 6 p.m. or later. It's going to be a morning. It's going to be an 11 a.m. or a 2:30 kickoff when you're playing at the old Cotton Bowl.
I saw Chris Delaconte, their athletics director, already come boasting that that's the best rivalry in the SEC, which I thought was, and the best rivalry in college football, which I thought was interesting. But before we move on to baseball, one other thing, I mentioned this at the top. Netflix and the SEC sounds like they're going to do some full swing Drive to Survive, like the full swing for golf, the Drive to Survive for Formula One. I watched some of these things on the SEC Network, the aftermaths, like the leading up and stuff, but I think this is something that I'll probably, if it's a weekly occurrence or something that will play out over the course of the season, I'm going to get invested in this because I like when they do like the behind the scenes look of different practices, not just here in Arkansas, but when it comes to other conferences as well. This is something that I will watch for sure if it comes out.
I'm sure it'll be interesting. I don't know exactly what they have planned, but I'm sure it'll be interesting, and I'm sure a lot of people will watch.
Yeah, I think
so.
Those
are things that anytime you do any kind of inside look, you know, people like that, fans like that. I enjoy it. And Netflix is sure making a move. There's no doubt about that. Netflix is making a move into the sports world, and we'll have to see how it all plays out for them. Hey, let me talk about McLarty Daniel for just a moment before we move on. If you're a McLarty Daniel customer now, if you've already done business in one of their six dealerships in Springdale or Bentonville, you know about the McLarty Daniel difference. You know about customer experience, and that's really what they're all about. Whether it's, you know, involvement with you as a customer, the community, they're invested. Let's just put it that way. And look, you're going to get a great deal. That's a given when you go in on a new automobile. You're going to get a great deal. But what you're going to experience, and this is the difference, is what happens when that sale is done. You're going to find things that you don't find everywhere, like Saturday service, complimentary rentals while your car is being serviced. You're going to feel it when you walk in the door. They're going to welcome you. They're going to be glad to see you. They're going to offer you a cup of coffee. That's kind of how it works. When somebody that you know walks in, and that's the way they do business at McLarty Daniel. They do have six dealerships in Bentonville and Springdale, and you can always log on to McLartyDaniel.com.
We are live at the Stadium Shop this morning, just steps away from Baumwalker Stadium. Robert Mann and his family have been kind enough to have us over to get ready for this regional. You're ready for the regional. There's no question. You've got every color, every style of shirt, and anything anyone would need to get ready for to be game day ready today.
Let's just say we do our best.
Yeah,
well, we do the best we can do.
Yeah, you've done pretty well here. Anything unique? I just love during the breaks getting up and browsing around the store, whether it's, you know, things like you'd see, you know, routinely like shot glasses, but you've got barware here that if someone's, you know, created a man cave and they got a wet bar and they want really nice glassware with Razorback stuff on it, you've got that stuff.
Decanters, glassware, wine glasses, you name it, we got it. You're right. A lot of people want the finer things for their little man cave slash bar area. And we even have a few vintage decanters that I'll go find and get and put out, you know, I share with other people. If I've got two of something, I always usually try to, you know, sell it. So there's no telling what you'll find in here. But the beauty is I've been doing this for a long time. I'm a lifelong Razorback fan. And nothing gets made unless we approve it. For lack of a better way to put it, all the shirts, we have a final say in what goes on them. We don't just take what they have sitting on the shelf unless it's all that there is. I've got artwork approval right now on my phone. I got to go look at here in a minute to see if I'm, and I think it's for in the event we host a super regional t-shirt. We'll have those too, and I've got to approve that art here in a minute.
All right, so come by it. Tell me the backstory on these specialty shirts with Hagen Smith and Kendall Diggs and the one with Aloy and Souza both on them. What was the inspiration for those?
Well, honestly, there's a local manufacturer printer that made them, and they offered them to us. So we got a thing from that printer saying, hey, do you want to put these in your store? I wish I had more room because they have about four other ones that I wanted to go get, but we picked out four to go on that four-way. And, you know, some people call us and say, hey, I got an idea. What do you think about this? And if it's one I think everybody will go with, we'll get it.
All right.
So, I mean, they're popular people. I mean, and they're NIL approved, which means, the athletes get paid on that as well. The posters,
too. You have to say that? Is that it?
I don't have to say that, but I want everybody to know there's a lot of bogus merchandise out there that are not benefiting the athletes, that are not benefiting the university, that are not licensed. And everything that we do here is on the up and up. Everything we do here is licensed. The players do get a piece of it. So, there's a lot of stuff out there on – the interwebs that just aren't going through the proper channels and don't benefit anybody but the manufacturer.
Some guy that takes a picture, grabs a picture off the internet, slaps it on a t-shirt.
Oh, I get my graphics stolen all the time. Somebody on Etsy will show up with a shirt that we did, and they'll be printing them in their garage and selling them.
That's annoying.
It is. It's very annoying. But, hey, we're here for the Razorback fans. We're already parking cars. We already had a gentleman come in and park just a second ago. So, game on for us right now.
It's a big day. Again, hopefully, looks like the weather is going to either subside right before first pitch or right around it. So, hopefully, there's no change. But if you need a poncho, if it does rain a little bit, then you've also got those two, Robert, here.
Yep. And we're within walking distance. I mean, you can step out the door and see the stadium. So, if you're killing time in between, there's a rain delay or something, come on down. We'll have TVs on. We'll have all the games on that they're broadcasting. I guess you guys can see we got like six TVs in here. So, whatever the games are, we'll have them on.
What do you think about all the coaching connections with Dave here? I mean, you got Burroughs, you got Sawyer, Ezell, Vitello, Johnson.
Say what you will about Arkansas, but we've always had a coaching line, whether it's football.
Start with Frank.
Yeah, started with Frank, and now it's in baseball, and it's kind of cool to look down the line and say, yeah, I met that guy. Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, that guy coached here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy played here. You know, it's kind of a, you know, we put out a lot of good coaches from here, and that speaks highly. And, you know, Frank always had the position of, I never want an assistant coach that doesn't want to be a head coach. That was, you know, his rule of thumb. If he doesn't want to be a head coach and he's happy of being an assistant, that's not good enough.
Well, the best coaches have and best bosses have great people around them, and a lot of those people that you're talking about end up making good coaches today. So what has been the most popular item as we're in postseason now? What has been – you've got the Ribby sweatshirts that Chuck was eyeing earlier. What has been the item that you've maybe been selling the most around here?
Beer hats. Not joking, it's beer hats.
And the bottle.
Well, not everybody has one.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm shocked. We've sold so many beer hats, it's ridiculous. Matter of fact, the manufacturer, I ran out last game we had, and I ordered 144, and the manufacturer sent me an email saying, hey, we only have 104. We're out. You've taken everything we got. So I said, send me the 104 and let me know when you get more of them, because I'm going to need them.
It is. I do like when different college baseball broadcasters like share with, I mean, our audience knows about it, but like when you have someone ask, what are they doing? Or when you go to Omaha and then a random fan asks, why are Arkansas fans doing that? It's kind of cool to give that backstory. Like,
well, it's a unique thing. There's not another team in baseball that does that.
Yeah.
I mean, leave it to Arkansas fans.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.